Hello, and welcome to the League Rundown, episode 524. I totally didn't have to look at the dog because I couldn't remember which one it was. I'm your host for the evening. Quit badgering me. I'm back for a one-night stand, one may say, given the work schedule. And this episode is lovingly entitled, The Rodents Are Taking Over and Everybody is Playing for Second Place. I am joined by two esteemed co-hosts. I have my fellow rodent in crime, Mongoose. What's up?
How you doing? Rodent, Mongoose is rodent.
The rodents are, the rats are taking over the city or whatever that Taylor Swift quote was. and then, of course, it's Bickle.
Who are you and what have you done with Kangas?
I got hair. That's what happened.
That explains it.
Just Kangas with hair. It's fine. So, kind of a little bit more low key of an episode. People are on vacation. There's Mazelle's looking at a house. I don't know. It's just been fun trying to schedule and coordinate what's going on with everything that's going with IRL stuff. So, but this is also more low key of a week. Just some LCS series to go over. Figure. We have the three Eastern region guys. We might as well talk a little LPL, LCK shop at this point.
We can't say that anymore. Mazelle's on this podcast.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, shit, you're right. I forgot.
He might be a little bit of a bigger Eastern guy.
Yeah. You're right. Mazelle is a little bit bigger of an Eastern guy. But originally, the original guys that were the East, we were going to do the Eastern podcast, but then that never actually went off the rails. So... Riot News, LPL, we'll start there just because their playoffs start on Saturday. The gauntlet is back. We have escaped the 9-team, 18 group fiasco, shenanigans, whatever you want to call it, with the original stages of it. There's the play-in matches to determine the last teams for playoffs. To nobody's surprise, the teams that came from Group A beat the teams that came from Group B because Group A was superior to Group B by far. So LGD takes down IG 3-2, NIP and TT sweep RA and OMG respectively. So I'm going to try my best to explain this in an audio format. So there's the top side and the bottom side of the bracket. The top side of the bracket is LGD versus NIP in the first round. The winner of that plays JDG in the second round. The winner of JDG in the first round team plays Weibo in the third round. And the winner of that plays BLG in the first round of the double elim bracket stage. Does that make sense?
No.
It doesn't. You're right.
Just go look at it.
Just go, please.
It's impossible to explain it.
Just go look at Leaguepedia. It's just way easier to do it that way.
It is a visual playoff. It is not an audio-friendly playoff.
Sure. It's not an audio one. So, and on the bottom side of the bracket, it's FPX and Thunder Talk in the first round. Winner of that plays Anyone's Legend. A name that I was jokingly saying was going to become TSM at the end of this year because they were just going to crater. And of course, what better team for TSM to buy than the 17th place LPL team? Boy, was I wrong when I said that. So, FPX plays TT in the first round. Winner of that plays Anyone's Legend, to which the winner of that plays Top Esports in round three. And of course, the winner of that plays LGD or LNG in the first round of double elim.
BLG cool. And LNG locked into the double elim bracket by finishing top two in the group stage, summer season, whatever you want to call it. Basically,
summer they were super slam group stage, whatever you want to.
They were the top two of group ascend. They locked themselves into the double elim bracket and have two lives and a better chance to make worlds.
What's crazy to think about in this situation is it really is just Group A versus It's just the playoffs of Group A and then, like, Thunder talk from Group B. Because, you know, that's where we're at this point.
Because they couldn't have a full playoffs of Group A because they only had 9 teams and you need 10 teams for playoffs. Teams.
So they're like, oh, what's the best Group B team that we can throw in with the rest of these teams? So, yeah, kind of wild to think that Ruler versus Zhaohu is going to be the, hey, congratulations, one of you guys is going to have to play in regional qualifiers to potentially make it. Like, one of them is going to get eliminated before double elim stage. It's just wild how stacked some of the teams are over there when you take a look at the bracket, and it's like, oh, okay, like, what do you mean you might get Rookie versus Ruler in round two? Like, it's just, the storylines are wild over there. So that's LPL. The first matches are Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific. They play Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, day off. Then it's Thursday, Friday for round three. Just go look at the schedule. I can explain it, but playoffs are going to basically go for LPL for the next 3 weeks. It's very hard to explain out loud. Please, for the love of God, if you're interested in it, just go take a look at the page. So, and then we're going to shift over to the other Eastern region that we'll cover right now. I would love to talk PCS with Mongoose, but we were talking about it in the pre-show. Patreon, if you're a Patreon subscriber, please go listen to the pre-show because we talk about how wild the bastardized version of the PCS playoff system is at this point, of all of the regions being intermelded once in one super region that is just, you know, PCS and the teams formerly known of the LJL just kind of running the show, and VCS and LCO just appearing. What's up?
Yeah, if you want to go watch Minor Region Worlds, go watch PCS Playoffs. It's basically just like the best teams outside of VCS. So
yeah. Hey, VCS, like, still has their playoffs for now. You get to watch Vikings take on Team Wales.
Vikings take on Team Wales.
Are they officially back, the VCS? They're back from their hiatus?
Yes, they are back.
With all of the players that have been permanently banned and suspended, I think so. I don't know.
But they also were like in a national mourning period, so they were.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
They got four teams left. We got Vikings, Team Wales, GAM Esports, and Team Secret, aka all the teams we always see, anyways.
All the teams you expect to be there. So, yeah. So that's your other Eastern Region playoff updates. Let's move over to LCK real fast, where Gen.G is currently sitting at a 15-0 series score. They are 30-1 in games for the split. That's wild. That is fucking wild. They have dropped one map in summer. Who did they lose to? Was it?
It was DK.
DK?
Okay, yeah, they dropped a game to DK, and DK was in charge of that third game, and then they came back and won it.
Yeah.
So they're getting close to losing, but they just pull it out in team fights because they're just better than everyone right now.
They're just so much better. That team is so fun to watch.
It feels like one of the best super teams that we've had in a while, outside of like Paze being there. But Paze is such an incredible player for how young he is.
Oh, Paze is developing really well in his second season.
Yep.
In some games, he looks like their best player. So yeah, it's just crazy. On a team with Keen, Chovy,
Canyon, and Lehens, Paze sometimes looks like the best player. But so Gen.G's locked first. They're locked Worlds because they made playoffs. Hanwha is in second place right now at 11-3. In the driver's seat to actually get the second bye, The artist formerly known as Dom Juan Kia are in third right now at a 9-5 series score with a +7 on their games. T1, 8-6, +3. Fear X at 7-7 right now, but they also play Dom Juan in like 9 hours from when we're recording this. So that's going to drop to from 7-7 to 7-8 most likely and put them at a -5, which would put KT Rolster back in the playoffs because they're both tied. KT Rolster and Kwangdong are both tied at 7-8 right now. Kwangdong with a +1 and a win over KT Rolster just less than 24 hours ago. And KT Rolster at a -3 with Nongshim Red Force, DRX, and OK Bro bringing up the rear with the latter two of those three teams already being eliminated, but Nongshim's going to be pretty much eliminated after tonight.
The last time Gen G lost a series in either the LCK or an international or MSI was February.
Yeah.
February 14th, they lost to KT2O. They haven't dropped a series in the LCK or at MSI since then.
Which is the most KT Rolster thing, that they're like sitting at 500 for the year, but they're the last team to beat Gen G. And who knows? They might be the last team to beat Gen G for the rest of the year. I'm not saying anything, but Golden Road still on the table. Actually,
they have a chance to beat them again. They haven't played their second round robin game.
That's right. They play them in a couple of days. Forgot about that.
Gen G still has to play Nongshim, KT, and the big one. They have to play Hanwha Life still.
Yeah, Hanwha Gen G is definitely going to be a match to watch because those are definitely the two best teams in Korea right now. Which is great because it's good to see Viper actually have a chance this time around.
It is also the last game of the regular season.
It is the very last game of the regular season. And then playoffs will start. It's the typical format. Three plays their choice of 5-6. Four plays the other. And then that feeds into 1-2, choosing their opponents for that. So that's your LCK update. Moving over, because we're just speedrunning this episode. Rundown. Discord. Pick'ems. I don't think Pick'ems in fantasy, they're gone. But hey, we're about to start using that wonderful Worlds channel again. It's going to get unlocked in the coming weeks once we start to figure out more teams that are entering into that cycle. I guess it's actually open right now, probably. Worlds
MSI. We never closed it since MSI.
Yeah, okay, I just forgot, been sitting there. Just kidding. It's been sitting there this entire time. I totally knew that. I definitely thought it was still, locked, but I guess I'm wrong.
Tell us how long it's been since you've been around, Badger. Really,
it's been a while. Those 10 p.m. recording times into immediately having to wake up at 3 a.m. for work just wouldn't work out for me. So,
yikes!
Here we are. I'm off work tomorrow, so I can host an episode. Patreon, you guys rock. The merch is out. League-rundown-shop.fourthwall.com. I showed my wife and the rundown fears me hat is something that I might have to purchase at some point just because she really likes that one. I think that's her favorite piece in the entire drop that we have.
And Sam ended up getting some of the merch and he says the quality on it is really high. So, and it's, I think it's originally like a UK brand. So if you're originated in the UK, you'll get a lot. Yeah. You'll get it a lot faster in Europe.
You'll get it.
I don't know what shipping is like to the US, but
you'll even get our logo on the package.
Yes. He posted a picture of the box in the Discord and it actually has the logo on it. So
you can cut it out and frame it and put it on your desk.
Yeah,
and
keep it forever. You have the logo that you can put on your PC.
That's just free merch.
It's free real estate. So, all right. LEC, what are they called? Season finals?
Season finals.
God, fucking, I hate these formats. I hate the LCS and LEC formats, I swear. Korea still has the only good format, changed my mind. So we are entering into the home stretch for these leagues. LPL playoffs is coming up. LCK is winding down. LCS is in the last week, but LEC starts their 3-week long trudge through the season finals. And what a better way to start it off than best of fives in the upper bracket between G2 and Mad Lions, and then Fnatic and BDS.
I hate to tell you this, it's 4 weeks, not 3 weeks.
It's four. No, finals are on the first. Never mind. Okay, so just kidding. LEC finals, season finals, take an entire month. Excellent. Okay, just kidding. So for the next four weekends, you'll have European League of Legends to watch.
Yeah, I guess theoretically, because we still don't know what time Saturday, some of these Sunday games occur at.
Yeah, there's TBDs all over the place. They don't even have technically, like, if you look at the Leaguepedia page or the wiki, they don't even have SK and Giant X slotted in because they just don't know where they go in the bracket. Those are the other teams. So it's G2, Fnatic, BDS, Mad Lions, Koi as your top four in the upper bracket. One plays four, two plays three, standard format. And then SK plays the lower seed of the round one losers. And Giant X plays the higher seed of the round one losers.
I think.
Yes. Right? That's the only way that it would make sense.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It sounds right. Yeah. That's right. If we're wrong, just tell.
Yeah, tell Duffy.
We'll tell you next week because the lower bracket doesn't matter until next week.
Yeah, lower bracket doesn't actually play next week. Upper bracket plays this week. So we just have two best of fives. We have Gamers as well taking on Murder, Death, Kill, or whatever the acronym we chose for them at the beginning of the season was. And then Fnatic versus the BDS boys. And so predictions across the board, pretty straightforward. So Mongoose has this as a 3-0 for Fnatic. So let's just do Fnatic BDS real fast. Mongoose has 3-0 for Fnatic. I have 3-1 for Fnatic. Bickle has 3-2 for Fnatic. So we're all in the Fnatic camp in the situation, but just to varying degrees of confidence of how quickly they could close out a series game-wise. So I'll just throw it out there. You guys have any thoughts? Because I think this is just gentlemen sweep. Nothing really too inspiring from any team in Europe except G2 and Fnatic when they actually decide that they want to show up and play League of Legends.
Europe right now feels like a flow chart, which is your name G2? If yes, congratulations, you win. If not, is your name Fnatic? If play G2, lose. If not, win. Fnatic's not playing G2, therefore they win.
I also think after that super disappointing loss to G2, because they were in charge for two out of those three games that they did end up losing.
For three of the three games.
Yeah, I mean, the first game was kind of close-ish, I guess.
But they still had a 5k gold lead.
Close-ish.
Fnatic had the peak definition of up until they lose the game, they're winning. And we haven't seen that in a while. And they did it over a three game. They did it for three games in a best of five.
So I think like their early game is going to be better than pretty much every other team in Europe right now. And they've had enough time to actually have some coaching and understand how to close out games a little bit better, because the way that they were playing the mid to late game was really not great in terms of understanding their win conditions and understanding what they need to do to be able to get the objectives off the map. So I think with the few weeks that they've had off, those will be hopefully fixed. So a lot of the teams that aren't G2, they should just bulldoze over, which is why I have 3-0.
I have 3-1 because I just think that there's going to still be potential errors that come with it. Ice could have a pop-up game. Adam could have that one game where he just pulls out Garen or Cassante, or not Cassante, Darius or something like that. One of his signature Adam picks and has a 3,000 gold lead at 14 minutes and just runs the map.
That's pretty dead on as to why I have a 3-2. I think Fnatic's the better team, but I give BDS one game because I think they have players that can pop off and carry, and I give them a second game because I think Fnatic has a tendency to int and throw away leads.
Mm-hmm.
Fnatic won't do it again. They're not going to throw another game.
Surely they won't throw any more games. So that's our Fnatic BDS. Just kind of breezing through it real fast, getting a quicker episode out for you guys this week because really there's not too much to break down LEC-wise. Especially in the other series, which is Gamers as Well versus Mad Lions Koi, to which all of us have G2 winning 3-0 because G2 just wins these.
I could see G2 dropping a game, but it's because they're going to play some shit like Draven mid and Caps is just going to roll and just like go 0-7.
Caps has seen Insanity play Static Shiv, Rapid Fire, Jhin mid lane. And is just like, I want to try that. Dylan.
He also
Dylan,
so chubby.
Dylan, we have to play Jhin here.
The only reason MDK is even in the upper bracket is because they managed to fluke their way to a second place finish in summer. I mean, in winter. Ever since then, they've been a subpar team, and it's the only reason they're in this upper bracket. They're going to get demolished.
Yeah, it's going to be just quick. These should be quick games. Really,
because we were talking about this earlier. LEC and LCS don't do the fourth seeds battle for the Atlantic thing for Worlds, right? It's just three teams from each region. So basically, correct. We know the three teams that from each region that should make it at this point, right? Like on this side, it's G2, Fnatic, BDS, unless a minor miracle happens with one of the lower teams, and then when we get to LEC or LCS, it's C9 or and TLC9 and FlyQuest.
Something to note with the fact G2 is already locked Worlds. We are all saying they win against MDK. If they do beat MDK, that means the winner of Fnatic versus BDS has also locked Worlds.
Mm-hmm. And then, so then that's the two teams that pretty much can get determined this week. I haven't looked at the LCS format after this week, but I have a feeling can't
lock until playoffs actually begin.
Yeah, okay. You have to win a best of five in LCS to make Worlds.
Okay.
Which I like. I like that.
I like that. I appreciate the fact that it's not, oh, these teams are already locked. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I could understand like G2 won three splits and Gen.G won MSI and they're making playoffs, but like at least let there be a little bit of like mystery behind it, because like I mean I have a feeling I could predict like at least like out of LPL, LCK, LEC or LEC and LCS, I could probably pick 11 of the 14 teams that are making Worlds right now out of those regions. It's just
I feel like the only region with any sort of mystery is the LPL.
I think for sure.
The other three regions are kind of like, okay, we know the top three for the LCS, we know the top three for the LEC, and we're pretty much set on the top four for the LCK.
LCK has a pretty clear-cut top four unless Fear X goes on a miracle run.
No. No. No.
I'd sooner bet on Kwangdong.
Kwangdong, KT Rolster, Fear X, that's my order of confidence in upsetting the apple cart in Korea, but
yep.
So LEC playoffs start on Saturday noon Pacific, 9 a.m. Pacific or noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time. Clearly I know my time zones, everything like that. It's fine. Everything's okay. We'll finish up with some LCS. Yeah. Last week we had 2-0s and weird games. And by weird, I mean, actually, let's start at the top. with the TLC9 series, because that's the one that I think everyone is talking about the most out of that. So
if you haven't seen the series and you want to watch a series from LCS this weekend, go watch this one before we say anything about it. Go watch this series.
Okay, now that you're back from watching that, I hope you only watched game number one.
I hope you watched. Yeah, I was about to say. That's the only one worth watching from this entire weekend, and like game one is the only one that's actually like.
It's so depressed. Decent. Game one was like, oh my god, this is going to be a great series. I'm so excited. And after that, it's like, oh, wait, never mind.
Wait, no. C9, baby girl, what is you doing?
That back and forth, can you make it happen again?
Can we go back to the back and forth, please?
And I also love how both of these teams realized that they didn't need to ban Aurora because the other one just didn't want to pick it.
Yeah.
So they just like both teams start off banning it, and then the game three, they both are like, ah, whatever.
Like, wait a second.
Did she get played at all this weekend? I don't think she did.
She was banned in almost every game except for the last game for C9 TL.
Yep.
Okay. That's what
Which is ridiculous to me. I feel like she should be global banned right now, but. You do, you
Yeah, right. Imagine enabling a champion for like the last 2 weeks of the regular season, or like.
And then Redside has to ban it the whole time. It feels terrible.
Yeah. Although, if you are listening to us relatively close, I don't know when Ian's going to put out the episode, but Kwang Dong Freaks and KT Ruster played Aurora, and Bulldog had a masterclass on the champion because that champion is fucking stupid.
I think the ult is so fun, though.
The ult is so silly, but
just bounce back and forth.
Didn't ban Aurora. Didn't get banned game three between TL and Liquid, or TL and Liquid, TL and C9. I'm really good at this. I'm so good at talking on a podcast medium about this stuff. It's fine.
You're doing great.
I'm doing fantastic. It's fine. TL ballooned big gold leads both games. Yawn had a really good series. APA just bothered JoJo the entire time except, you know, game one.
Don't pay attention to game one if you're an APA fan.
Yeah, don't pay attention to game one if you're an APA guy.
I also think Mordekaiser needs to be getting picked more right now in this meta with how many ADCs there are. Just slam Mordekaiser and just ult the ADCs. At the very least, you're going to get their flash, and then you're both going to just walk away.
Honest question. Is Impact just the MVP of the split right now?
Because
to me, he is. I think he's like the hands-down choice.
He's looking pretty good. Even in their losses, I think he looks pretty good.
He's consistently the best player in LCS. And like, he is the LCS GOAT. Like really, we talk about Doublelift versus Bjerg. It's Impact, baby. Like,
game one was really exciting with APA kind of running it down. Game two was over the second Yon picked up a triple kill bot lane at 8 minutes. The game was literally over. And then game three, C9 had a Reaper draft.
Reapered gaming moment.
When your damage threats are Renekton, Yone, and a Lucian, all AD, and you're most of those champs aren't going to do any damage. I think in the end, the only person who ended up doing any sort of damage was Berserker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you had five sets of plated steel caps on the enemy team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, five sets of plated steel caps, and then both of the like tankier members had a Randuin's. So.
Triple Triforce, double Randuin's.
It's tough.
It's fine.
It was definitely tough out there for C9. And I think a lot of people expected TL to be the better team. I know like C9 within the region itself has always looked good. But I think what we've seen from TL this year, especially at MSI, I think it should have a lot more people excited about NA's chances coming into Worlds.
If you just ignore that one series they played against Top Esports, that never happened.
Yeah. That never happened. But I think people should be excited for TL coming into Worlds, because I think they actually do have a playstyle that's very good into kind of the other big teams. I wouldn't say like the top teams of the other regions, but definitely like the 3-4s of the other regions. I think they're going to give them a little bit more of a troublesome time than most people are thinking.
They have an actual chance to make quarterfinals, and not by the cheesy way NRG made it last year by only beating European teams and North American teams. They might actually be able to do like what G2 was doing with taking down like the fourth and third seeds of the LPL and the LCK, possibly.
Yeah. So, I mean, we could briefly run through the other series real fast. Dig NRG was Jensen Zeri and some happy gaming from
Jensen. Got way too happy some plays though. Jensen would like try to like flash in and just get one shot.
Yeah,
and then his team was like, "All right."
Happy gaming moments and a couple of Zeri games. Contracts had some happy gaming moments on the tree.
Contracts just looks so bad in a lot of these games, and I don't even think it was his fault.
I feel bad for him honestly because
like every lane
at
is
this
losing.
Time last year they were like peaking in summer going towards playoffs and eventually would be the team that makes quarterfinals for NA, and now I'm just like there's a chance that they just don't make playoffs.
Yeah,
their season could be over in like 4 days.
I think this meta has hurt them a lot because Palafox doesn't seem super confident on a lot of the AD mids. And then I also just think like Contracts is not his wheelhouse right now of like having to switch between all these different play styles for jungle. I think Contracts plays what he does really, really well, which is kind of like the skirmishy junglers. But right now with like the two tanks being Sejuani Maokai, and then it's like AP champs in the jungle, I just don't think Contracts is comfortable.
No, it's definitely out of comfort zone for him. So 100 Thieves Immortals, I don't even know what to say.
Immortals game pulled one, a Fnatic.
Game one was a game of League of Legends, avoided at all costs, and then game two is just 100 Thieves taking over because Immortals, thank you for your participation. You're already eliminated. You're the only team eliminated from playoffs going into the last weekend.
With their loss, with going 0-2 last week, Immortals eliminated themselves from playoffs.
Yeah.
I do want to say for 100 Thieves, shout out to Tomo, who literally stepped in with less than a week's prep and looked pretty solid.
Yeah,
Tomo looked played good. Well.
I mean, across both games, he looked pretty good.
He played really well on the Zeri both games. So,
I think this is also another team where the jungler is kind of struggling. I think River struggles with this meta a ton.
This is definitely the opposite of what you want River to be playing.
His Zyra was just like caught out all the time. And then he's just like standing there, no teammates on either side. And it's just the entire group of Immortals on top of him as the Zyra.
Jarvan unplayable, River cannot function.
True.
Don't it's worry, so though. Sad. He had to play against our Mayo, so no matter what he did, he was always going to look like the better jungler.
He could be on... His Zyra was not that inspiring, and he still was the better jungler that game. So
the good news is lastly, we only have to see two more games of our Mayo in the LCS before we never have to witness it again.
God. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
I swear to God.
If he finds another team, I'll be impressed. And then Fly and Shopify Rebellion. Shopify, Fake God, Gnar. Holy shit.
It hits different.
he's insane on that champion. Is that the only champion he could play? Maybe. I don't know. Like, it's hard to tell sometimes with him, but. Shopify not going to zero means that there are actual stakes this weekend for matches. Because if they would have lost 2-0 to FlyQuest, the six teams for playoffs would have been locked. But
this weekend's slightly interesting now.
Yeah.
And for anybody wondering, what not to do is Lilia, watch our Mayo. What to do is Lilia, watch Inspired.
Watch Inspired. I. The guy's really good on that champion. Also helps.
Inspire is just really good.
It also helps that Inspired is probably one of the best, if not the best, jungler in the region too. So it, yeah, that makes things a little easier. Yeah.
He's definitely top three.
Two region, yeah, definitely top three. So,
is there what all pros come out this year? Is there going to be anybody not on C9, FlyQuest, and Team Liquid?
I could see Sniper making it.
Sniper maybe
as third team.
No, I can't even say Speaker with a straight face. Who am I kidding?
Yeah, Speaker might Jensen, not make it.
Jensen might get a little love,
but just over who?
Quad, maybe.
I don't know. I can't see that having Quad demolished him.
I know. That's the thing is, okay, when you're top teams, the worst record of the top teams is going to be 5-2, and the best record that you could possibly have on the bottom side is under 500 at 3-4. None of those teams fucking deserve to have players in All-Pro.
Yeah, we were talking about this. Dignitas, currently sitting in fourth place, has locked playoffs at 2-4.
They are 2-4, and I think their game score is what?
6-8.
6-8? Yeah. 6-8 game score.
Yeah, to give everybody an idea, Team Liquid, Cloud9, and FlyQuest have a 12-3, 11-3, and 11-5. That jumps down to 6-8.
So if Dignitas wins 2-0 against, who do they play? Gosh, who do they play?
They play against Immortals.
Okay, so if they 2-0 Immortals, they will be 8-8 in games on the split and with a 3-4 series record.
They will finish still fourth place at 500.
Fourth place at 500. God, this is
in format. In game score. In match score, they're still below 500.
Yes. Yeah. So, it's...
Yeah, I mean, the top three teams are just like... I think outside of Quad, I think it's pretty much like a lock across the board.
Honestly, I think Quad's even more of a lock. I think if you drop anybody, I think it'd be Bwipo, in all honesty.
Bwipo for Sniper makes a little bit of sense to me.
I don't even know if you can go Sniper.
I just think narrative, when you look at it, it's just, you can't.
Jungle, there's no chance in hell. AD carry, jungle, there's...
the top three is...
Yeah. AD carry, there's no chance in hell.
No.
Support?
I still don't think support. It's like...
There's no good
supports. All the other supports are just kind of like...
Yeah.
They're just kind of invisible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I honestly think it's just going to be the top three for everybody. Yeah,
I could see like one other player from another team making it on there, just so it's not like, oh, all three of the top teams had all three players on there. But I think that'd be the
somebody. They'll figure out a way to get like a narrative going to have it so that somebody from like Dig.
If they're going to be like,
oh, it's the most influential player that wasn't on a top team. Will kind of be the narrative.
It'll either be Sniper, Jensen, Sven, even though the top three AD carries are just the best like, three.
Sven over not Meech, Masu, whoever the FlyQuest AD carry.
Masu.
Yeah.
Masu.
I think out of any of the teams, FlyQuest has like the most that could be replaced if they really want to.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But I think Team Liquid and C9 are just like, they just have the best players right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least this weekend has three series that actually slightly matter.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a battle for second.
Yep. That's actually a direct battle for second.
Yeah.
So we'll get started. We'll just do predictions real fast. NRG versus Team Liquid to start the weekend. We all said Liquid 2-0. NRG hasn't been inspiring, which it's very important for NRG to win this series somehow, because if they lose and Shopify beats 100 Thieves, which is the next series, NRG doesn't even make playoffs.
That is only... if NRG is 0-2'd and Shopify Rebellion 2-0's. That puts them directly in a head-to-head.
Yeah, that's right. They have to...
But here's the fun thing. That makes it a three-way tie. Because NRG, 100 Thieves, and Shopify would all be 2-4. Sorry, 2-5 with a 5-10 game score. Which,
Please don't let that happen.
Riot, if you're going to do best of threes, please double round robin. Because this has just been...
What, you mean you don't love hearing about how Team Liquid could be the only undefeated LCS team ever after going 7-0?
With a 14-3 match, 14-3 game score, which is still 2.5 games behind the 2017 Spring Immortals, if you look at it on the standard standings thing. Because, they won 7 best of threes. That clearly means they're the only undefeated team ever. You don't look at the game score that it's associated with it.
So, I just checked this. If Shopify win 2-0 and NRG lose 0-2, the three-way tie there can't be broken by head-to-head because all of them will have beaten one team and lost the other. We'd actually end up with tiebreakers.
We've got a circle of suck.
Who would be the bottom two?
Triangle of suck.
The bottom two would be decided by game time, right?
Yeah, it'd probably be game time.
Then let's see.
We're too far in the weeds on this. Let's just let it happen first.
NRG Shopify. Yeah.
Unless it's win time, in which case things change.
It probably would be win time.
Plus, there's an entire other match we have to have in there, but who knows?
That's true. Three matches, potentially.
So,
well, two.
All right. So, TL, NRG, we both have TL winning 2-0. They're the cream of the crop of the region. They've beaten both of the other top teams at this point, and I don't think NRG is struggling. Sorry asses can win a best of three against them at this point. If it was best of one, maybe they could fluke into it, but I just don't think NRG has good read of meta. Teal is in a really good spot right now, and they're surging going into playoffs. Anything else that you guys want to add to that series?
No.
I think it'd be funny if NRG could stop the undefeated streak, just so we don't have to hear for the next couple months about the undefeated Team Liquid in regular season.
Yeah, and then everyone's going to be like, Genji literally went 36-1 in match score.
If we get to Worlds and people like the only two undefeated regular season teams, Genji and Team Liquid, I'm like, one of these teams went 18-0. The other went 7-0.
One of these teams won 18 best of threes. The other one went 7 over 7 weeks. I cannot wait to hear that narrative get beaten into the ground overly.
They haven't even done it yet, and I'm already sick of it.
I know. They haven't even done it yet. That's the important part of it. Next series, Shopify Rebellion versus 100 Thieves. Bickle and I both have Shopify winning 2-0 for the memes. Mongoose has 100 Thieves winning 2-0 for what reason?
Shopify's so fucking bad. I mean, 100 Thieves with Tomo coming in is definitely going to be better.
But
I mean, Shopify just is terrible. I'm sorry.
But Mongoose,
I don't
you're betting against Boogie.
Roster.
How could you do
yeah,
this?
Yeah, but I'm betting for River. I have to choose one, and River has my heart. I have two
of
his jerseys.
Choose one. River was the original. So
Think about it this way. If Shopify beats 100 Thieves, then there's a chance that both River and Boogie could make playoffs.
Nah, fuck Boogie.
Okay.
River, my ride or die.
River is the A1 since day one. So, all right. Next two series we could blow through pretty quickly because we all have the same team winning it. FlyQuest versus C9 opens Sunday. We have C9 across the board. Bickle and myself have 2-1 for C9. Mongoose has a 2-0.
Battle for second place, and second place also ends up with a first round bye. This is likely a preview of the series we are going to see in summer playoffs.
Most likely. If I had to take a guess, it's probably going to be semis.
Yep.
For
it'll be.
Wait, is LCS double? Is it double elim?
LCS is double elim. Top two seeds get a first round bye.
So this could be upper bracket semis and lower bracket finals.
Yes, it will
be. It should be upper bracket semis and lower bracket finals, I should say.
In all honesty, yeah. We will see a combination of Team Liquid, FlyQuest, and Cloud9 playing each other quite a lot in playoffs because they're just better than everybody else.
They're just
these are our three else. Worlds reps. Like, I'll put money on it.
Yeah, it should be. These should be the three teams that are playing at finals weekend in 3 weeks.
If it's not, there's a very big problem.
That's a huge issue. So, yeah, I just think C9, better team, FlyQuest, I have a lot of question marks about them bot lane. Berserker's a better player. Surely Thanatos will play like the Thanatos we were promised at some point. Right, guys? Right?
Don't make me sad.
He's had his moments. He's also had his moments.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then last series of the weekend, the only one that does not have major seeding implications to it is Dignitas versus Immortals. We all have Dignitas across the board. Bickle with a 2-0, Mongoose with a 2-1, myself with a 2-1. Immortals, thanks for playing. Maybe
good news, see you in spring. Good news is this is likely the last time we will ever see Immortals play as an organization in the LCS.
They're gone. There's no way. There's no way Riot lets them back.
If everything that's going on with how the regions are like getting mixed together, if Immortals somehow survives this, I'm not going to say another shoey, but it feels like this is the final nail in the coffin for them.
In the past 10 splits, they have made playoffs once.
And that was 18 playoffs. It wasn't even 16 playoffs.
Yep. They finished 5th, 6th once. They finished 8th out of 10, 10th out of 10, 7th out of 10, 5th, 6th out of 10, 10th out of 10, 9th out of 10, 9th out of 10, 10th out of 10, 8th out of 8, and then either 7th or 8th out of 8. It's absurd. They have made playoffs once. This is the best they've done as a team since spring of 21.
Remember the Huni Rainover roster? I remember the days.
Petridge Farm remembers.
Petridge Farm remembers Huni Rainover, Pole Belter, Wild Turtle, and Adrian.
I don't know.
Ole? Adrian?
I think it was Ole.
Was it Ole? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Ole sounds right.
Ole sounds right. Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
Adrian.
Adrian. Okay, I thought it was Adrian. Because Ole was 2018.
With Dylan Falco as head coach.
I forgot that Dylan Falco was head coach before he went over to Fnatic. Because 17 is when he had the guys over here, and then he went over with Cootie and Rainover. And
yep, 18. And they got replaced. Then the entire Immortals roster started to change up quite a lot, as they ended up with Flame, X-Smithy, Cody Sun, and Ole, still with Poe Belter, coached by Song, and Dodo.
Forgot. I still have my Flame jersey. It's somewhere.
What an insane player.
Pile of laundry. I miss Flame so much. I miss Flame. What I don't miss is... Guys, help me out. 5 stars. Something, please. Help. I got nothing for 5 stars.
What you don't miss is having to shill for the podcast and telling everybody to leave us 5 stars.
That's right.
He misses that so much.
I miss it so much. He misses it
every week. He's just every week he wishes he could tell people to give us 5 stars or a thumbs up.
Yeah. 5 stars, thumbs up on whatever platform you have. Go buy the merch. The hat that's the logo has a 5 stars on it, so you can represent your favorite podcast or one of your favorite podcasts.
Or go get a Kangas face mouse pad.
You could get Kangas's face on a tank top.
Give us 5 stars or the number of times Immortals has finished 9th or 10th since returning to the LCS in 2020.
Oh, no.
So, all right. Short episode this week. We could go on for 3 more minutes, but I am just choosing not to. Thank you, everybody, for listening. It was fun coming back for the 45 minutes I've been in your ear holes. Subscribe to the Patreon. Check the merch shop. And we will talk to you guys later.
Peace.
Bye. We'll be right back.